Don't listen to our podcast while operating heavy machinery. Some side effects of listening to our podcast may be depression, suicidal thoughts.
I'm going to put that as our intro.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sam, and I'm back on my mood stabilizers.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and my mood has always been stable since the day I was able to have moods. Nope, that's not true. Let's smash some mood-altering video.
Let's go upstairs and smash.
Let's go upstairs and let our daddy smash on you. No, it wasn't the dad. The dad was dead. Or was he? Oh, let's get into it.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Yeah. So we watched Upstairs. That's what we were talking about. Sorry. Trigger warning. About smashing daddies.
So Upstairs is an ultra short horror film on YouTube. And the IMDb summary says Jennifer Saint. Ooh, Saint. Of course, her last name is Saint. Finally receives validation that she's not delusional when her late father reaches out from beyond the grave to confirm that their dark family secret is in fact the disturbing and sinister truth.
Well, you're led to believe that he's recently deceased, I guess, though, but so that doesn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
Derek Saint. I didn't see Saint on it.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't write down the name.
So I wrote it down because it reminded me of, like, Dorothy Mantooth was a saint. And I wrote that Derek Saint was a saint.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like you see his urn on the mantle, and it says, you know, Derek Saint, beloved father, and blah, blah, blah. And so you're like, okay, and their dad died recently.
Do you think there's ever urns that just say, Derek Saint, real piece of shit, that guy?
No, nobody's ever. Or maybe if they planned.
There probably is.
If they planned it out themselves. If Derek was like, I'm going to write in my will that I want my urn to say I was a real son of a bitch. And they had to do it legally. Derek Saint was, so yeah, their, like, name was Saint. The mom's name was, Cindy? It was, like, something that starts with an S, and so it was, like, Cindy Saint, or, like, Cheryl Saint. What was her name?
Who?
The mom's name.
I don't know. Okay. Did we find it out?
The sister, yeah, he said it.
It's probably on the IMDb.
The sister's name was Caroline, so her name was Caroline Saint. What was the girl's name that was supposed to be on her medications or whatever?
Jennifer.
Jennifer Saint. Okay. And I don't know what the brother's name was.
Let's see.
But yeah, in the beginning, like, when he was like, you promised she was taking her medications or whatever. You promised she was taking her meds. Like, she was just sitting at the table, just, like, hanging out. And it's like, why are you on your meds? Like,
I know. It's like,
you're acting wild, Jennifer.
What she's freaking out.
Yeah, she's freaking me out, Mom.
She was making her a real weird face.
Okay, so her eyes are so light blue. Mm. Like, it is really creepy. So maybe the meds are supposed to make her eyes less light blue.
So Jennifer's off her meds. Caroline is her older sister. James is Caroline's twin brother.
James, okay.
And Shirley is the mom.
Shirley Saint.
Shirley Saint. Surely she's a saint.
Shirley Saint mom.
She must be. I would have felt a lot worse for her as a mother if she didn't gaslight her daughter.
Yeah, so were they just all gaslighting her there? That's crazy.
I know. Well, she's like, Caroline's my daughter, but then so is she. Like,
right.
And is she
in the kitchen, daughter? Dude, they were like fucking gaslighting the shit out of her. They were like, no, like, yeah, you killed him and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, she's like, you guys are eating people and stuff. Yeah, and so they were like, no, bitch, you need to take your medications. You're unwell.
Yeah. So, like, in the beginning, it's just like Jennifer is staring at her dad's urn on the mantle, and it kind of rattles at first, but you're not really sure if it's just like.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
But I remember someone had just closed a door. So I was like, well, it's kind of delayed, but was it just, like, shaking because they closed the door really hard or something? But We'll get into that later. But it was her brother, whose name I already forgot.
James.
Yeah, he shows up and he's pissed. And he's like, you said she was on her meds. And she's literally like, just sitting there.
He looks like he's got a fat lip. He looks like he's like got like a lip owie.
Yeah, it does look like he has like a cracked lip on the bottom.
Whose lips have you been kissing? That'll be a fun trend in this episode. No, he has bad energy, James. I don't like him. I think he needs to take medicine.
He needs some anti-anxiety meds for sure. That's what I'm getting.
Fucking all these people, dude.
For real. Except for Caroline.
Oh, Caroline? Yes. I don't know. She seems like she might have some, like, she's, like, very, like...
She has issues, she's smiling for sure. All the time, she just need anti-anxiety meds. I suppose. Maybe antipsychotics.
Yeah, I guess she could use a little more anxiety in her life.
But the mom's immediately, you could have changed. Right. What was fucking wrong with his outfit compared to their outfits? They're all, like, dressed the same amount of casual. Regular. See, he looks... Is there...
Well, what's maybe on he has blood on him.
That's what I was thinking. That's like the only possibility I can think of, but I don't think he did. He looks literally fine.
Maybe he was like out working on the farm and he was like dealing with shit and yeah, he's like, got his little shit clothes on. I don't know. That's the only thing that I can think.
But he's like, well, I don't even want to be here. And so Jennifer's like, well, then you can just leave. But he just like sits down. So like there's like a air of like tension, like there's something they need to discuss, or like you're not really sure what's going on yet, but everyone seems real stressed out.
Yeah. Definitely have been going through some shit. So that's what leads me to believe maybe like dad just died.
Oh,
like,
but this...
I was thinking that was the whole thing that they're stressed out about. Okay.
But then he like brings up her meds and she's like, well, I don't need to take them. So you kind of just think that she's just, like, off her meds. You don't really...
Right? But how does he, like, know? I wonder what she's like when she's on her meds.
Yeah.
How can you tell right away that she's not on them?
Oh, that's a good point, actually. Maybe that was, like, a hint at, like, I don't know.
I guess, like, maybe everybody, like, acts like Caroline does when she's on her meds and they're all just like, la 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 la.
I don't know. Because they said it'll make her forget. Later I'll Google maybe I should just find out now what meds it was. Because I read the label, but I don't remember what it said.
It started with a C.
Yeah.
My hair smells really good today because I got some new hair stuff.
Nice.
Closar.
Oh, Closar.
That sounds so fake.
Pine.
It's just...
It does sound fake. That's what I thought, too. Where's the F? Oh, it's literally right fucking
Clozapine.
Closar.
I don't know how you say these things.
Is it raining?
Clozapine. What?
Clozapine.
Clozapine.
It can treat schizophrenia.
It's a real medicine. That's crazy. Okay.
It can also lower the risk of suicidal behavior in patients with schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder. So, I wonder what the effect of it is. Clozapine may cause dizziness, lightheaded, or fainting when you stand up, especially when you... Sorry, I just really wanted to do the fast voice thing.
Do it. Do it till the very end.
That was the end of the...
Oh, okay. Okay, that's funny.
Clozapine can cause a serious blood condition. Your doctor will order certain lab tests before you start your treatment, during your treatment, and for at least 4 weeks after your treatment. Your doctor will order the lab test once a week at first and may order the... I'm done.
I want to do it now. Now let me do it. I can do it? Okay. I'm going to go from where you were. Where were you?
I don't know.
If you experience any of the following symptoms, call your doctor immediately. Extreme tiredness, weakness, fever, sore throat, chills, or other signs of flu or infection, unusual vaginal discharge or itching, sores in your mouth or throat, wounds that take a long time to heal, pain or burning while urinating, sores or pain in or around your rectal area, or abdominal pain. Because of the risk with this medication, clozapine is available only through a special restricted distribution program. God damn it, it's got to be.
Someone hire Ashley to voice act already.
Thank you, that's my resume.
Voice your commercials. I'm going to clip that for you.
Thank you. Call your doctor if your asshole hurts. Hi, I'm Ashley. So yeah, it's a real medication. So now are we to believe that
the look
this
on
bitch
her
actually has schizophrenia and like this is just like in her imagination?
The look on her face tells me she has sores around her rectal area. And that's why I want to know if she's on her medication.
That's so funny.
So they're talking about...
I could have sworn... You promised she would be on her meds. I don't want sores in my butthole anymore, James.
So the mom's like, I just would like to have a normal dinner. And Jen's like, normal? And she's like, why do we always have to go through this ritual? So you're like, what ritual is she talking about?
Yeah, she's like, oh, there's going to be another one in a month. I wonder, like, okay, like, I ask the question, like, you know, why would Caroline be bringing, like, another guy here every month, like if this is what her family is like
every
I would
months,
like
yeah.
I would be like waiting a while before introducing them to like family dinner.
Yeah, because she's like, it's nice that Caroline wants us to meet her new boyfriend.
So that's one of the reasons that I think that Caroline's not crazy, or that Jen isn't crazy, and these guys are all like people eating aliens. So they're making a person take this medication who doesn't actually have this illness. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the effects can be. If a person doesn't have schizophrenia, what happens if they take schizophrenia medicine?
I think they're just like really trying to play the delusion into her mind that she's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. This movie gaslights the fuck out of us, and I think we love that.
But I'm immediately like, why? Why, when things are this tense, you're bringing her boyfriend over? Like, why is that?
Exactly.
This is not a good night. Maybe you should cancel. At least that's what I thought at first.
Oh, so yeah, she, I don't know, says like that somebody loved her, and he's like, oh, that was love, was it? I don't know. So, like...
But they said that, like, she barely knew him. And they're saying that... She's saying that Caroline took him from her.
Yeah, so we're like, ah, me
so,
and your...
So when she showed up with Tim, I was like, is this who she's talking about that she took from him? But then, like, mm-hmm. It's pretty clear that they don't know each other.
Yeah.
The mom is like, Simon abandoned you. And she's like, Simon didn't abandon me, she took him. So, I don't know. There's just so much confusion here for me before, like, I figured out what was going on. And then it all adds up eventually. And that's why I liked rewatching it and noticing to how they worded things.
Yeah. That's such a crazy gaslight. Like, we've been murdering all these little boys, but, like, we're saying that he abandoned you.
Yeah.
Assholes.
And Caroline's like, why do you always stick up for her? And she's like, because she's my daughter. But it's like, so is she.
Literally. Stick up for me. I was wondering if this was an allegory for something. Maybe it's just like, this is how it feels to be a kid in a family who just fucking gaslights you all together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is reality for some people, and that would suck so bad.
So now they look over at the dad's urn again, and it like shakes again, and Caroline walks in with Tim.
I wonder if there was like another upstairs noise too, because the upstairs is obviously connected to this urn somehow. And there was a door that closed, even though it was delayed, but still.
Like, I think that's just where they take them.
Yeah, for sure it is. But, like, what's up there, you know?
So when Tim walks in, everyone just, like, they literally take, like, a full, like, 5 seconds just looking at each other and sighing.
Literally.
And they seem, like, so disappointed. And I want to know if it's just because they feel bad or if it's because they're just like, ugh, he's like, I don't know.
Like, do they
like,
want him to
this
be,
one?
Do they want him to be some big muscle man?
That's what I was picturing, too. I was like, they just want some buff guy.
Yeah. Or do they want some, like, big chubby guy so he's extra yummy? Because they all have to share him.
But then Shirley, the mom, looks at him like, she says, hello, dear. She says, sup, fam. And we're looking at the urn again. We look at the urn, like, a lot.
It's, like, a whole main character.
Okay, we did see her plate. Oh. Was there ever food on her plate?
So you would assume that she got the, like, same serving that everybody else is. There's, like, lasagna, fucking lots of stuff. And she... I want to see, a clip of, like, her being, like, scarfing the whole thing down. When he's, like, ravenously eating.
Yeah.
He's eating pretty heftily.
Which that word comes in a lot.
Ravenous.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just, like, scarfing it down. I would not be eating... If I looked around and no one was fucking eating, because, like, James is just poking at his food, and I wanted to know if it's because he doesn't eat normal food, but then that's why I was like, wait, did she eat her food? So that's why I was asking if we saw her plate or not.
She seems like she doesn't. She ate and she's not happy about it.
Yeah, she's just like staring at Tim with just like, I don't know. You would think it was like lovey-dovey eyes, but there's something creepy about it.
However, if eating regular food is like difficult for them and Caroline just like nommed it down like admittedly, like that's like she's hardcore, like a girl boss, okay?
Right. She must be really hungry.
I guess. But she's ravenous.
She's ravenous. And when you look at the mom's plate, she's just kind of picked at it, but she has eaten a little bit. I don't think Jennifer has really eaten.
Yeah, so Jennifer definitely is, like, looking at him, like, adoringly. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
No, Caroline.
Oh, Caroline. Oh, my God. It's so Do you think that's real books behind them or wallpaper that looks like books? I feel like it's wallpaper that looks like books.
My psychiatrist, she always has, like, a fake background behind her. And it just always looks so fake and it's, like, blurred around her head.
Oh, man.
I always think it's so funny. I'm like, what are you hiding?
Literally. Oh, man. Like, hey, psychiatrist, I would feel a lot better if you took down your background and, like, showed me what's behind you.
So, yeah, Caroline's like, I scoffed all my food down. And Tim is talking about how it's so lovely to meet them. And he, like, specifically points at Jennifer, who's, like, clearly not happy. And he's like, she told me so much about you. And it's like, when you're the one that everyone says has mental problems, that's not what you want to hear. You don't want to be the one that they're like, so specifically you.
Yeah, I've heard all of the glowing reviews that your whole family clearly has of you, as you are very aware. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer's immediately like, did she tell you about Dad? And he's like, yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. And she's like, did you know it was James who found the body?
Look at those books. Looks like a wallpaper, dude. And behind really... James specifically. Go to a shop behind James.
I'm going to have to take a better look. She's like, he stumbled across the corpse in a quarry or whatever. So it's just like all these gross details. And he's like, you said she was under control, James is.
Yep, yep.
She's talking about how like the animals had gotten to him and he was barely recognizable. So which, the animals.
That would mean like he'd been there for a minute. So
I don't think he really was in the quarry.
But yeah,
I
no.
I but... have questions about like if... they report because he has an urn, so obviously he had like a funeral and stuff. So did no one have any questions about? They must have just blamed it on the animals.
I guess
right?
They yeah made up the story so that would explain it. But then yeah later on they're like, oh you know we hid the body and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah they just like made up this story probably for everybody else to like keep them from.
Which yeah spoiler alert they caught. Are like vampires or something or demons or monsters. The twins are.
Oh yeah, she does use this the word demon.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just the twins and it's not the mom. So no. The mom eats regular food. Oh. I was thinking that because she said that she'll be up to clean up, but yeah. Because it did seem like the mom was really sympathetic toward Jennifer and like was uncomfortable with everything. Right. Why are
and I wanted to feel
demons?
Bad for her because it's like
they were hatched.
Yeah,
whoa.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, are you their mom?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. So they talked about how like she didn't think she could have kids. What if they like did some sort of ritual to try to have kids or did something? They were like, oh.
Well, no, because Jennifer is like pissed about how she was like a surprise. She was an accident. Mm-hmm. And so if they did like, so like they did some
maybe
ritual
she's like
to get that they
pissed and that then, she came around after they did all that to yeah. have the demon twins.
Oh my goodness. Know. Yeah, so I love how in this scene, like, Tim, like, touches James's shoulder as they're telling, as, like, James is like, oh my god, I'm so sorry that you found your dad, like, you know, like this. Mm. And, like, yeah, James, like, is, like, really, like, and obviously doesn't
like,
want to be touched.
You know?
Like, it's a bad time to touch somebody.
Which we do find out that Tim's mom is dead and died when he was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just like how it's like made to. I felt like Tim has no decorum.
Hold on.
Like,
Wilfred
at this
has
table.
Something to say. I'm trying to get him to purr, but it's not working. You know what? I think he got shy. He says, actually, he's going to fart into the mic.
But yeah, no, it's just so funny. They're like, oh, he like touches him and stuff. And it's like, man, this like Tim guy has no chill. But it's like everybody else that's the problem, not him. I don't know.
I was gonna say that, like, Jennifer was just like, oh, you're perfect. And I wonder if it's just because, like, he has no parents or anything. Like,
well, he said he lives with his dad, right?
No, he said he's never met his dad.
Oh.
And that his mom died when he was 18.
Okay, so cool. No parents. That's why she said. Because, yeah, when she said, you're perfect, I was like, like, if she was like, oh, if my mom died instead of my dad, then I'd be perfect, too.
I still thought she might have been crazy and that she had, like, a crush on him or something. Like, she was like, maybe. Oh, you're perfect. I don't know. But also, I was like, no, she doesn't, because the look on her face.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, like, wanting to feel bad for the mom and stuff, it kind of begs the question, would you rather your child bring someone home and then kill them above you, or have sex with them above you? Like, would you rather overhear that?
Would you rather overhear your child murdering somebody or fucking somebody?
Probably murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say yeah.
Ew. Am I like, oh no, my Jason Voorhees mom?
Oh no! And this is why people do horror podcasts, to really get to the bottom of things. Just continue gaslighting this bitch. In the kitchen, when they are talking, Caroline is standing on the stairs. She's wearing some slippers, and her feet look like they were made by AI. It's coming up after this. I just, like, had to tell you, when we get there, look at her fucking feet. Okay, I have to go pee.
Wait, I want to look at the ring.
Yay! Yay! You're so cute!
I love
it. Let me look at it. Ooh! Oh, yeah. Mm. I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
So, Tim is talking about how, like, he struggled for about a decade with dealing with his mom's death, going from, like, odd jobs and stuff, but now he's a psychiatrist. And then Jennifer's like, I was a mistake. So it's like, okay.
Hey, first, psychiatry this.
Right. He's like, Oh,
you're a psychiatrist? I'm a mistake.
So.
Hey, what do you do? Hey, Jennifer, what do you do? I'm a mistake.
And she talks about how, like, her mom and dad didn't think they could have kids until they got pregnant with her. And he's like, but the twins are older than you. And she's like, well, they weren't born. They were hatched.
So that just made me think that they were, like, you know, like, test tube, like, babies. Or, like, petri dish tape babies. What are they called? I don't know. And it was just, like, they take the egg and they take the sperm and they grow them in a laboratory.
Okay.
At least we saw it happen and we were like, yay!
So my kid, he's a diva and stepped on the laptop. This is when I started to believe Jennifer and be like, well, I started to be like, okay, something's wrong with them. I was like, they're going to eat him, right? Okay. Shit. I'm about to crap my pants.
Do you have to poop?
No.
Or crap your pants in frustration?
Crap my pants. I'm so bad, I'm gonna shoot myself.
I was like, is that what we're saying now? Oh, I'm gonna crap my pants.
I'm so mad.
That guy really makes me want to crap my pants, man. Oh my god, it makes me so stressed.
Okay.
He really grinds my gears. And by grinds my gears, I mean my tummy gears. So that I shit myself.
So, at this point, I was already kind of like, okay, they're eating people, right? But I do think that there was also, like, a double meaning of, like, okay, does she mean they were, like, in vitro or whatever?
Yeah.
Jennifer is talking about how she says that she's gonna go get dessert. And then we cut to her and she's just, like, staring at a wall or something with that traumatized face she always has.
Yeah, so she's, like, in the kitchen staring. Tim comes in, like, hey,
hey,
oh, do you need me to help you get, I've never been here before, but let me come in here and start talking to you.
Well, Caroline told him to go in there and do that.
She would.
She would.
Hey, this isn't awkward enough. Would you go into the kitchen and start helping my sister get, like, fucking dessert? We're all gonna sit here and definitely not talk about you.
Right. That's funny. But I was also like, okay, are they setting him up? Like, this is where I was really starting to be like, okay, what's happening
here? Who's crazy here? Is it them or is it her? Is she gonna... Who's gonna murder this guy? Someone's gonna murder this guy tonight? And I don't know who it is.
But yeah, he comes in and says, Caroline said to come talk to her. And she's like, don't go upstairs. And she's like warning him. I'm literally gonna cry right now.
Did she stop it again?
No, she's just...
Get out of here. I just gotta do that. Oh no, Wilford's like,
break. Wilford's our co-host and he's defending the podcast.
No, he's doing a bad job. He's driving her over here. If anything, Wilford's the problem. So when she came here the first time, she was sitting there and Wilford was over there and Wilford like went at her. And then she got a little frustrated and she came over here. And
then he's redeeming himself. Maybe. He just chased her down the hallway.
At first I was Team Wilfie, but now I'm Team Sheba.
I think they are playing.
Is he? Yeah, like maybe like she, if she didn't have Wilford in her life, she would never like have any reason to run at all.
He's her personal trainer.
Yeah, he's just like, girl. Well, you need to get moving.
He's like, stop staring at your computer and do laps.
Was he like that when before diabetes medication? Mm-mm. It's since he's gotten better. Now he's more him. She's like, God damn it. I liked you better when you had diabetes.
He's a fitness bro now.
Yeah, he's like, girl, you gotta get up so you don't be like I was that one time in my life. Buff Kitties competition. That sounds so cute. Oh my God. Can you see them like
Buff Cats today.
Like doing like a little muscle walk down the catwalk.
Meow. You know Fortnite?
Yeah. Do you know Fortnite?
You know Meow Skills?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Sorry.
So you don't know Fortnite?
Not really. You I like know those of Fortnite.
Muscular cat character
oh
you
my
can
God,
get.
Yes, I love him.
Anyways.
Okay, how did we get here?
I don't fucking know.
Wilfred. Cats. Okay, so that's fun.
No. Sheba being a little diva.
Yeah, I think we got a buff boy and we got a little diva, and that causes problems sometimes, but you know what?
She's a thick queen.
So, yeah, Sam is both crying and crapping her pants over here.
Yeah. At the same time.
At the same time, as we are all wont to do.
So I skipped, like, a lot on here between this and calling the brother a murder cuck because he picks up the scraps after Caroline eats.
Yeah, no, a big reason that I was like, okay, is the family actually crazy or is it like Jennifer? I feel like I knew that Jennifer wasn't the one that was crazy because this bitch keeps bringing dudes home every like month or every couple months or whatever.
Yeah. And hey, this isn't to say that I don't bring guys home once a month. Not to my family.
That's what I'm saying. That family dinner, weird ass family dinner.
Hey, don't let me slut shame.
I would never. I'm like, my shirt currently says daddy by day, gamer by night.
I didn't know
And
that.
It's showing my whole belly. And if that's not slutty, I don't know what is.
My nips are just blaring through this shirt
are
today.
Are they? I didn't notice. Let me look. I don't know. Really? The blue kind of hides.
Because they were pointing down. Sorry.
Oh. No, I'm like, that's so funny.
Well,
so funny.
It's the lighting. Anyway.
I do like it when my nippies be showing a little bit sometimes. I was thinking about getting my nipples pierced, but I don't know if I would like it anymore. I think it would be too, like, and then people would be like, what are you trying to do? I don't know.
Sometimes you can, like, see the glisten through my shirts if I don't wear a bra. Like, you can see the metal.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Okay, so now I don't feel bad about it anymore. Okay.
Nice.
That's cool. Nice. All right. Well, thank you. And, hey, you guys.
And hey, guys. If your nipples are pierced, email the podcast.
And also, if you're thinking about getting your nipples pierced, also email the podcast. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I have saggy nipples,
watch, we just have,
too,
like, 1,500 emails about nipples.
That's great. Hey, whatever gets the listeners reaching out, man. Okay. Oh, by the way, I had talked about if we should get a Discord, and then I heard that is it Telegram? I think Discord, a server had, like, decided to, like, not be with them anymore and, like, sold a bunch of data and, like, chats and stuff, even video. Ooh. Even like voice messages. What? Like voice channels and stuff. So I was like, oh no, let's not get Discord.
Yeah, What?
I know.
That could happen with literally anything, though.
Literally, like, I know.
Your boobs.
But, however, where are my MySpace pictures?
Like, for real!
I want them back.
So many tangents. It's fine. I don't care.
That's why we're doing a podcast.
It's a podcast.
If you're not here for us, then why are you here? Hey, okay.
This is good radio.
This is great radio.
Okay.
When are we going to get to Caroline's feet? That's the next thing I have written down. And I mean...
So she pulls a knife on him. She says that's how she got the last guy to leave when she saved him from...
Whatever's upstairs.
And she's saying that Caroline got mad when the last guy or whatever escaped and she attacked the dad instead because she was ravenous.
Ravenous. She was ravenous.
And she just looks over and, like, the mom and the twins are just standing there staring at her. And I was like, wow.
Really?
Because they just, like, ganged up on her.
They just, like, all filed into the kitchen silently.
And he's telling her, he's like, Caroline didn't kill your dad. There was a tragic accident. And you didn't attack your sister's boyfriend.
Right? Like, he's like, listen, I know the whole story. And let me tell you what happened.
And he's like, you haven't been well in a long time. And I'm just like, you don't fucking know any of these
mansplaining
people.
Mansplaining her own life to her. Like, he knows.
And I guess Simon, they're talking about Simon now. And that must have been the guy that Caroline took from her.
Yes.
And they're like, Simon couldn't deal with your illness, Jen. Mm-hmm. He was weak. And I hate how the mom's like, he couldn't love you, not like we do. And I'm, this is where I'm just like, I want to feel bad for you, and I can't because you're acting like this.
So, like, I wonder if Simon, if they were, like, together for a while, but she didn't bring him home, or if she, like, brought him home and tried to save him, like, early on. And so they think that it wasn't love because, like, they weren't together for very long. Like, I wonder how long they were together
before
she brought him home.
I think they said, like, 2 weeks or a couple weeks or
whatever. Did she bring him home? Why did she not just, like, leave him at school or whatever?
And
just
at school.
Yeah.
Jennifer is like... They have to eat, so she takes them upstairs, and he feeds on the scraps.
It is one thing about, like, when I said, like, take him to school or whatever, I can never get a grasp on, like, how old she is. She seems like she's really young, but she also sometimes she seems she's, like, she's really aged, but is she just stressed? Like, I don't know. So I'm just like, is she, like, she seems like she's, like, in college at the very, like latest, for sure. I don't know.
Jennifer's like, they're not even human. I've seen them when they think I'm not looking. They're demons. And the mom comes over and grabs the knife from Jennifer.
Like, yeah, if a girl went into a psychiatrist's office and was saying things like that, they would definitely give her, like, antipsychotic medicine, I guess. Or anti-schizophrenia medicine. But, like, so yeah. But you know, by the way they're acting, that it's not Jennifer that's crazy. It's like these guys are, like, fucking doing some shit.
I wonder if there's, like, some sort of ritual, and that's why she told... Because, like, they said a ritual earlier, and she commented on James not changing, and it kind of looks like Caroline's in some sort of ceremonial dress.
Look at her feet. don't look real. The slippers make her seem like... Because she's tall, and then she's got feet that are, like, this big. Or maybe, like, she is an AI-generated. I don't trust fucking anything now that AI is a thing. What did I say? I didn't trust anything. Oh, yeah, I don't trust any, like listener stats because of VPNs. Hey, Wilfred, be nice to your sister. And I don't trust any, like, video or audio because of AI. And
I know. I heard this thing yesterday that sounded like someone reading something. And it sounds so human, but at the same time, there's something about it where you're like, this is a robot. This isn't a real person talking. And it's like, ugh.
Oh my God, the uncanny valley, dude.
God, what if all podcasts are just all podcasts, all TV shows?
Well, not ours, baby.
Not ours.
We don't know how.
Yeah. Hey, email the podcast.
So, yeah, I couldn't stop looking at this bitch's feet.
Yeah.
That's, like, all of the notes I have on this whole fucking scene.
See if she has a page on WikiFeet.
But so, yeah, so at some point, somebody touches the mom, and, like, the mom is like, ooh. And, like, they're all, like, the whole family is, like, really sensitive
Caroline,
to touch.
Like, Caroline at the table, she like touched her hand and the mom pulled her hand away.
Freaked the mom out.
And then later when they're at the table, she like touches her on the shoulder, which is like,
she's like, yeah.
At first I was like, you heard her coming, but then I was like, oh, it's just because it's Caroline that touched her. Oh,
because it's not the mom's like freaky outy, it's because it's Caroline. That's touching. Okay.
She's like, you can like tell she's like scared of Caroline, kind of. At least that's what I was picking up.
Look at how scared this guy looks.
When, I know. Like, they're all ganging up on him. Jennifer just, like, admitted that their dad was murdered, and the mom just walks her out, and Caroline's just like, Mom does her best. Like, and he's like, her best? Like, we have to report this to somebody or something, which I didn't even think about that at first. Like, I was like, why is he panicking so hard? And I was like, oh, yeah, they just, like, confessed that there was a murder.
And she just pulled a knife on him, and they're like, yeah, she totally would murder any of us.
James is like, they're saying Jennifer did it.
Yeah.
I don't think we said that yet.
Yeah, they're telling this guy that, like, They're telling this guy that, like, Jennifer, like, totally... She had brought some guy home, and they were, like, going upstairs to pack, and that Jennifer attacked him, and Dad tried to protect him, so she killed their dad instead. Mm-hmm. Bitch-ass liars.
Tim is like, so Jennifer murdered your father? And they're like, we're aware of that. We're the ones living with it. And they're pretty good at, like, acting, like... Mm-hmm. Innocent.
Yeah, so he's like, why don't you report it? And he's like, we can't. We, like, hid the body and stuff, so they're gonna, like, ask us questions, and we don't want him to.
And Caroline's like, I never know which meds she needs to take. Can you go upstairs? Because he's a psychiatrist, but I'm like, ask the mom, or, like, why doesn't he think it's weird? Because she was literally just like, don't go upstairs. They're asking this stranger to go get the meds for her, like... So we go to the dining table, and Caroline comes in and is like, is she all right? And the mom's like, well, I'll be fine once we've had a minute. And Jennifer's, like, staring at her father's ashes on the mantle. And they start, like, shaking all over the place. And I was, like, imagining, like, the dad in there, like, we need to have a family meeting. And, like, wagging his finger at them.
I am very disappointed in you, Jennifer. So it definitely, it would be funny if you, like, put some voiceover and, like, made it look like the urn was, like, talking, like, but it's, like, moving around as it's talking. But the urn is just, like, shaking. Like, there's something inside of it that is, like, I don't know, trying to get out is what it seems like.
And Caroline seems totally chill with it.
She's loving it. But
James is, yeah, James is, like, closing his eyes and, like, it looks like he's trying to, like, imagine it away or whatever.
Yeah, he's, like, flinching, kind of. Yeah.
And the ashes spill onto the table, and, like, there's, like, a straight line down the table that leads from Caroline to James.
There's, like, a line coming from the urn, and then it branches out like a tea with a big hat on. Mm-hmm. And so it reminds me of, like, when there's sand on a flat surface and it vibrates and, like, the sand, like, moves.
Yeah.
So it's almost like there's, like, a vibration, like, making these ashes, like, do this. When I was trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, that's the only thing that I could think of.
Yeah. That's where I wonder.
Something that's not the twins, because the twins are at this table. Dude went upstairs. Something's happening to him upstairs. She says something about, like, what is he doing up there?
Why did he take so long?
Something else is up there, and they're, like, in on it. I don't know.
I don't know if there is, though.
So what's he doing?
I think maybe he was just trying to find the meds, or he was, like, snooping around, or, like...
I think that there's something else upstairs, and I think that it's connected to this urn.
I think it was, like, they did some sort of ritual or evil thing to make babies, and they were, like, hatched, and they were demons, and they need to, like, feed, but it was so they could have children.
Right now, something is going on, and Caroline does seem more tense than usual, even though she seems like she's fine with it. Usually she's, like, smiley and, like, nee-nee-nee, but now she's, like, very serious.
But I guess, like, this is... Because we read this synopsis, and it said that, like, oh, it was confirmed. This is where I was like, is this where it was confirmed that something was happening with the dad and the twins?
You can tell that, like, it's not her imagining this urn because James is reacting to it. So it's not unless she's imagining James's reaction to it. I'm like, is this all in her head, or is it really happening?
Yeah. Yeah, and it never really felt like she had it, like, confirmed or not, whether... it was true or not, because she still seemed to not be sure if she was crazy or not later. Oh, so after that happens with the ashes, Caroline and Jennifer, like, shoot each other a look. And Jennifer, like, gets up to go try to get Tim to leave, and James catches her and stops her while Carolyn goes upstairs, and you hear, like, you can hear her, like, transform into something else, because you can hear her, like, walking with, like, four legs. Like, it sounds like an animal walking.
Before Carolyn went upstairs, she said, "I can't go through this again. What is he doing up there?" So who's she pretending for? So
there, I thought James said, "I can't go through this again." Whoever said it, they're referring to, like, they can't go through the same thing that happened with the last guy. Oh, yeah, it was her.
So, yeah, Jennifer's like, "Tim, run." And Caroline says, "I can't go through this again. What is he doing up there?" And goes upstairs. So when she says, "I can't go through this again," you think she's referring to Jennifer trying to get him out.
Yeah.
But so when she says, "What is he doing up there?" What was he supposed to be doing? I think she was just hungry.
He was supposed to be getting meds for Jennifer. I think she was just hungry and impatient. I don't know.
Oh.
Like, what's taking him so long?
So they were waiting for him to come back downstairs?
Wait, I don't know. Because they want him upstairs, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. She said, "Don't go upstairs." Why don't go upstairs?
I think that it's just like Caroline takes the men upstairs at the end of the night, is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And you can hear her, like, scattering, and then you can, like, hear her transform into human feet again as she comes down the stairs.
Interesting. Yeah, it's like a sound. It sounds almost kind of like a little snake slither, but then it sounds like a rain stick kind of.
Yeah, a rain stick.
Okay, so Caroline comes back downstairs after transforming back into a normal girl, but now she's all covered in blood. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Oh, I got these from upstairs, like the medicine." And like her bloody hand puts this bloody bottle of medicine on the table. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that Jennifer is shooketh.
I think, I don't remember if it was when the cat stepped on the keyboard or not. Earlier, I was going to say something I hate about alter horror films is that, like, the cover of it on YouTube kind of gives it away every time.
Yeah.
Like with Other Side of the Box, you saw the monster before you even watched it. And I feel like, I don't know. And then on this, you saw Caroline's face all covered in blood. So you, that's why I was like.
It's the thing that lures people in. It grabs you. It like makes you want to watch it's kinda it like to how see they put them all, get there.
It's kind of like how they put all the good stuff in a trailer. And then you watch the movie and it's like, you already saw all the good stuff. And like with this one, I'm like, it gave away that Caroline was up to no good.
Something that is really frustrating.
They could have used it as like a twist and been like, "Oh, it actually wasn't her."
Something that's really frustrating about like trying to advertise like adult content is that you're supposed to like put like, I don't know, a teaser out there for what they're expecting and like what they will get. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to give it all away. But it's so hard to like get clicks if you don't just give it all away. And then so I can understand why they do it, however it sucks that that's how you have to do it.
It's more of like a marketing team decision than like a creator decision
for sure. Something that I like and also dislike about advertising, like movie trailers sometimes, is I know that I remember them doing it for Anchorman. They, in the trailers, would have like lines that were so funny, but that were, like you went to see the movie and the line wasn't in the movie.
I fucking hated that.
I loved it, but I hated it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it got me in here because I wanted to see this movie, but that line was never said. So like, you know, it's always, I think like, it's cool. But
it's always like Universal. Everyone's like, "Oh, that was the line I came to see in the movie," and then it wasn't in there. It's always like a couple.
But it's also, so it's like the opposite of like, "Oh, the line, like all the good stuff that is in the movie you just showed me in the trailer." But it's, "Oh, so there's good stuff that's in the movie that's not in the movie that's in the trailer." But like, yeah, we could just never be happy, I guess.
I put here that when it cuts to Caroline's face, it looks like she's covered in cranberry sauce. It's like magenta colored.
It does look delicious, whatever she's covered in. That's not blood.
And James kind of like looks at the mom for permission to go finish eating, it seems like.
He's like, "Mommy, may I please go have some din-din?"
Which, is there anything left? Because look at Caroline.
Listen, if there is, it's like all ran through. Thanks, Mommy. So yeah, like these demon babies are like just wrecking the upstairs every now and again. And the mom's just like helping clean it up and like totally enabling them and then defending them against like the one normal daughter that's like trying to be like, "This is crazy." And the mom's like, "Nuh-uh, bitch, you're crazy." But it's like, girl, Get your kids under control.
It's just like you just got this thing you needed and you don't have the energy to clean it up yourself.
Right. Oh, she literally says, thank you, mommy. Oh, my God. I thought you knew that. Why does she have an English accent here? What does she say? Thank you, mommy.
They all have
all English? Oh, my gosh. I was thinking they were all American until just now.
And she force feeds the meds. She doesn't force feeds. She just like, down. Yeah. The mom like puts it the meds in Jennifer's mouth. And then washes it down with whatever. Eggnog? I couldn't tell what it was. That's eggnog.
Well, it could be milk.
Yeah, it's probably milk. I'm just... Eggnog. And she calls her Jen Jen. She's like,
it's okay, Jen Jen.
She says, these will help you forget. But I'm like, she obviously didn't forget the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Earlier, when it's very beginning, and he's like, I thought she was going to be on her meds. And she's like, I don't need them. The mom seems, like, chill with that. So it does seem like the mom, like, lets her choose whether or not to take them. I don't know. So it seems like the mom is kind of on both sides and, like, torn between the two.
Yeah, because it feels like she's like, oh, I can handle it this happening this time. Without my meds. It does feel like she's like choosing, but they're also convincing her that she's crazy and that it's not actually happening.
Yeah, she's like, I don't need these meds because she literally doesn't.
I feel gaslit.
Literally, I feel over and over again in circles. Mm-hmm.
But she like gets up and like, she like grabs her shoulders and kisses her on the head and then so walks creepy. Away.
Like a gentle kiss. Yeah. If you're going to kiss me, don't do it. Like a gentle no. little, ew.
Shove your tongue in my mouth. Yeah,
do it hard. Like, it just like creeps me out like a little, get your little kisses off of my head.
Then Jennifer looks into the camera and screams and that's the end. That episode's not coming out either.
So. Oh, no.
We're just doing that and no
We're
one has
gonna
any
do
idea
it
why.
And no one's going to know why. But it's like we came up with it. And that's content, folks. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for making this. It was a very interesting watch. We want to make a rating system. Now, I'm going to keep doing mine. Would I smash this particular way of dying? No. I don't want to die this way. This is not the way I want to go. Like some creepy twins.
It was fine. It was good. It wasn't Night Swim.
I think that there's a lot to explore in there. I think that there's things that I'm not picking up on. I don't know. Just like,
I know,
what
I feel so stupid
is.
Listening to us talk about shit. And then sometimes I listen to us be like, what does this mean? And then like halfway through, we'll be like, what does this mean? And then at the end, we'll be like, what does this mean? And if you put all those three things together, there's an answer sometimes in there. And it's like, oh, fuck.
I love that for us. I think that that's going to be really entertaining for people to listen to. They're going to be like, what are these dumbass bitches going to say next?
They're going to crash their car from facepalming.
All press is good press.
Person died in car crash listening to podcast. Because they were so stupid.
Don't listen to our podcast while operating heavy machinery. Some side effects of listening to our podcast, maybe. Depression, suicidal thoughts.
I'm going to put that as our intro.
If you or someone you know has listened to our podcast, please call 411. That's the information.
You may
one.
Be entitled to compensation. Yeah. Hey, you're not. No. By the way,
compensate us, bitch. Compensate these nuts.
Hey, I have a Venmo.
I have a Cash App.
Yes.
All right. We love you. Thank you for listening. I hope that you have more questions than answers, too.
Bye.
Call your doctor if your asshole hurts. Hi, I'm Ashley.